This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg. State legislators introduced a bill this week that requires social media companies to comply with warrants much faster than they do now. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
The bill brought forward by State Representative Tammy Story of Evergreen and Senator Lisa Cutter from Jefferson County requires companies to acknowledge a warrant within 8 hours and comply within 24 hours unless given an extension. Right now, they have up to 35 days. It also calls for those platforms to report certain threatening or illegal content to local law enforcement within 24 hours. A similar bill with additional measures introduced last year didn't pass. Earlier this month at a press conference, lawmakers said quicker turnaround times would help law enforcement prevent tragedies. Ava Keon, CPR News.
Lawyers working on behalf of immigrants continue to fight with the federal government about how ICE detains people in Colorado. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
At issue are so-called field arrests, which the Department of Homeland Security says they conduct sometimes when they come upon an undocumented immigrant they weren't looking for. This means they arrest and detain someone and then get warrants in the field. But the ACLU and other attorneys representing a handful of immigrants who are detained without warrants say it's a violation of federal law. They say filling out a warrant after the fact doesn't change that they detained the person without authorization in the first place. A federal judge will hear arguments about this in March. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
It's 9:06.